Did Sauron know about Gandalf? Who he was, what he was doing, or why? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and much more. If you love in-depth discussion of great fantasy and science fiction, this is the place for you. Welcome. Let's start by establishing that as Sauron and Gandalf, and the rest of the Istari for that matter, were all Maiar, eternal angelic beings who had lived together in the Blessed Realm, they did once definitely know each other. Saruman and Sauron in particular did. They were both attached to Aula the Smith. Maiar were often associated with specific members of the Valar. And we also read that Gandalf initially resisted the mission to go to Middle-earth because he feared Sauron, so he knew him too. But it's not as simple as saying that, yes, they are all old pals from their Valinor days. Of course they knew each other. Because we read in Unfinished Tales of the Istari that, though they knew whence they came, the memory of the Blessed Realm was to them a vision from afar off, for which, so long as they remained true to their mission, they yearned exceedingly. So their memories of that time were to them as a vision far off, hazy and indistinct. And the crucial part here is that this remained the case so long as they stayed true to their mission. If they weren't true, they would have lost that memory too. So Gandalf will have retained that vague memory as he stayed true to his mission, but the others will have lost it in their various ways. Saruman, Radagast, and the Blue Wizards. Of course, Sauron wasn't one of the Istari. He passed into Middle-earth much earlier and wasn't given the same strictures as them. But still, it seems reasonable to assume that something like this will have been the case for Sauron too, because Maiar generally do forget stuff over time, like we do. Recall that Gandalf talked outside Moria about once knowing every spell in all the tongues of elves or men or orcs that was ever used for opening a door, and that he can still remember 10 score of them. Implying that he had forgotten some. And once inside, they swiftly reached a place with 3 passages of which he had no memory. Maiar are powerful and eternal, but they are not omniscient or omnipotent, or have perfect memories. And as for Sauron knowing Gandalf, well, it was a long time since he knew him in the Blessed Realm. Not that he probably knew him well even then. It will have been many thousands of years since they were in the same place, albeit in different social circles and interests, and when they both had different names and could change their appearance largely at will, a very different time. I'm sure Sauron had some vague recollection of the Blessed Realm and who he met there, and Tolkien was very clear that he did know that Eru Ilúvatar existed, and the Valar and other Maiar, but mostly he'd turned his back on it. Tolkien expands on this quite a bit, actually, in Morgoth's Ring, where he says that Sauron, probably deluding himself with the notion that the Valar, including Melkor, had simply abandoned Arda, if he thought about the Istari, especially Saruman and Gandalf, he imagined them as emissaries from the Valar, seeking to establish their lost power again and colonise Middle-earth, as a mere effort of defeated imperialists, without knowledge or sanction of Eru. His cynicism, which, sincerely, regarded the motives of Manwë as precisely the same as his own, seemed fully justified in Saruman. Gandalf, he did not understand. But certainly he had already become evil, and therefore stupid enough, to imagine that his different behaviour was due simply to weaker intelligence and lack of firm, masterful purpose. So it seems that Sauron knew that the Istari, including Gandalf, were Maiar, like him, but had no concept at all of what they were doing there. He seems to have thought that they were some kind of last throw of the dice from a defeated empire. The Valar sending final emissaries in a vain attempt to take back control of what they once ruled. When Sauron ensnared Saruman through the Palantiri, this impression will only have been solidified. Saruman was indeed, by that point, actively trying to carve out his own power base in Middle-earth. Sauron will naturally have assumed that that was what Gandalf was doing too. The Blue Wizards already also seem to have fallen by that point, and Radagast, well, Radagast was being Radagast, no threat there. So to Sauron, Gandalf was written off as just another emissary of the Valar trying to take back control. So how does all this translate into the story? Well, Sauron will have been aware of the arrival of the Istari, or at least aware of them doing things after they had arrived. The Blue Wizards and Saruman were mixing it up in the east of Middle-earth, Sauron's heartland. Radagast had settled himself in the Rhoskobel, literally just a few miles west from where Sauron was hiding out in Dol Guldur. And Gandalf, although moving about lots, had twice in the Third Age infiltrated Dol Guldur to investigate the shadow that was growing there. The second time he went, he discovered that it was Sauron there under the guise of the Necromancer. So, by this point, Sauron will have become very aware of Gandalf in Middle-earth, and probably identified him as the biggest threat to himself after Saruman. If he thought, as he seems to, that Gandalf was there to gain power, then, simply put, he will have seen him as a rival. And when we understand that, we start to understand a bit more about Sauron's motivations when it came to Gandalf. If Gandalf wanted power, then Gandalf would want the ring for himself, or for someone he could influence or control to have it. This is very clearly what happened at the end of The Lord of the Rings from Sauron's perspective. But we are getting ahead of ourselves, because during the events of The Hobbit, Gandalf was part of a direct attack on Sauron in Dol Guldur, along with the rest of the White Council. Sauron was driven out and retreated back to Mordor. If Sauron only suspected before that Gandalf was his rival and out to get him, he was sure of it now. Let's cut forward to the events of The Lord of the Rings. So by this point, Sauron will have known that Gandalf was a Maia, like him, but won't have much of a memory of him from their time together in the Blessed Realm. However, he has convinced himself that Gandalf is on a power grab. He wants the ring for himself and wants to get back control of Middle-earth for the Valar. Sauron learns from torturing Gollum about Baggins and the Shire, and sends the Nine out on the hunt. They get to Isengard, and Saruman tells them that Gandalf alone knows where the Shire is. More evidence from Sauron's perspective that Gandalf wants the ring. Nevertheless, the Black Riders eventually find the Shire themselves, and then find that Frodo has already left, and within a few short days of that realise that Gandalf himself is also hunting for Frodo and the ring. The Nazgul focus in on Gandalf. He is the real threat, after all. A hobbit with the ring isn't much of a problem. Gandalf with the ring would be a real challenge. Incidentally, as a complete digression here, Tolkien does entertain this theoretical situation in a letter years after the publication of The Lord of the Rings. Who would win in a battle between Sauron and Gandalf with the ring? He concludes that it would be a close-run thing, and Sauron probably knew it, so he was really concerned about Gandalf getting the ring. Anyway, the Nazgul focused in on Gandalf, and there was an epic battle between them on Weathertop. Gandalf mentions at the Council of Elrond that, "I was hard put to it indeed. Such light and flame cannot have been seen on Weathertop since the war beacons of old." Gandalf held them off and managed to escape. The Nazgul found Frodo again, attacked his party at Weathertop, and followed them all the way to the Ford of Bruinen, outside Rivendell, where they got washed away and sloped back to Mordor to report to Sauron. So, Sauron will have heard that Gandalf had a long-standing interest in the One Ring, had allied himself with the Dunedain Rangers of the North, Elrond and others, and was actively trying to do something with the ring now, rather than just keep it hidden. From Sauron's perspective, this is exactly what someone like Gandalf would do if he were trying to gain power with the ring. Century after century of mostly staying under the radar had been followed by decisive action. Sauron won't have known more than the outline details, if that, about Gandalf's movements and actions for the next few weeks and months, but he resurfaced very visibly at Minas Tirith, helping coordinate the defences there, and his coalition appeared to have grown. Rohan had now joined Gondor, and Sauron had even got some evidence from when Frodo had been captured in Cirith Ungol that elves and dwarves were involved. Now Sauron's paranoia will have concluded that Gandalf was at the heart of a huge alliance, wanting to use the ring's power to oppose Sauron and gain power. This growing sense of Sauron thinking he knew and understood Gandalf becomes very apparent when the mouth of Sauron addresses him. "So," said the messenger, "then thou art the spokesman, old Greybeard. Have we not heard of thee at whiles, and of thy wanderings, ever hatching plots and mischief at a safe distance? But this time thou hast stuck out thy nose too far, Master Gandalf, and thou shalt see what comes to him who sets his foolish webs before the feet of Sauron the Great." It's clear he thinks he knows what Gandalf is about, indeed is certain of it, to the extent that when Gandalf rejects the terms of surrender Sauron offers and shows off just a hint of his power, we read that the messenger of Mordor laughed no more. His face was twisted with amazement and anger to the likeness of some wild beast that, as it crouches on its prey, is smitten on the muzzle with a stinging rod. Rage filled him, and his mouth slavered, and shapeless sounds of fury came strangling from his throat. The mouth of Sauron is reduced to anger and amazement that Gandalf simply refuses to engage in this power play. Surely the sensible thing would be either to submit or run away, not fight on hopelessly. So, did Sauron know Gandalf? Well, he probably did used to know of him, at least, although that was a long time ago. In Middle-earth, he knew what he was, but had absolutely no idea why he was there or the content of his character. Sauron interpreted everyone else's motivations through his own. The Valar wanted to take back control of Middle-earth. The Istari were there on a power grab. Gandalf was a rival who wanted power for himself. This was not just an oversight. It was an absolute failure to understand motivations and character. It wasn't just Gandalf that Sauron didn't really know. It was anyone who cared for someone more than themselves. Anyone who loved, cared for others, and prioritised them. Sauron simply could not understand love, care, and mercy. It was to be his downfall. If you'd like to see more videos on the world of J.R.R. Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. The best way to do that is via Patreon, and there's a link to that on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.